Pink Floyd from 73. I don't know. In front of me. 74. Previewing what would have been the follow-up to Dark Side of the Moon. When they came to the States in 75, they were playing at Dark Side. They had played in the previous tour, but it wasn't out yet. So on the 75 tour, they played Wish You Were Here, the song Wish You Were Here, and Have a Cigar, plus two other new ones that they got pushed back. That was one of them, Raving and Drooling, which became Sheep on the Animals album. And I do like those the rocking versions, but they when it came time to record them, they decided to try a different approach, and it became Animals. Yeah, that was all there was. Just a big chunk of Pink Floyd. It got us to 5 o'clock. I have an hour left, and I just realized this is the third of my last three shows this year. The first of my last three shows this year. I'll be on Christmas Eve in a month, which should be interesting. I have some Christmas records that you don't hear, some good rock and roll records and blues ones, so I'll play a few of those, but otherwise it'd just be more of the same. So what I have to tell you, this is KGLT Bozeman and KGLT East Helena serving the Helena Valley. That's legal. And then the people who make this all possible include Western Sustainability Exchange, conserving Montana's open space, wildlife, and supporting local agriculture while strengthening rural economies. Details online at westernsustainabilityexchange.org. Denny Mandel Honda in Bozeman, featuring new Honda Sports Utility and crossover vehicles like the HRV, CRV, Pilot, Passport, and the Ridgeline Trucks. More information at DennyMandelHonda.com. And Cesar Bill's Saloon, a privately owned bar in the Big Sky Mountain Village, now open 7 days a week and serving lunch 11 a.m. at 11 a.m. with cold beer, burgers, wraps, and more. Info available online at CesarBills.com or on Facebook. It's meant to be Derek Leonard slipping in at the last minute today. I think 2 weeks ago, just as my last record was fading out, he walked in the door and sat down. Amazing how you can do that. Calm. I can't. I need to be up here 45 minutes before my show to decompress or get into the radio mood. And, you know, being a DJ, it seems easy. You come up, spin some records, jibber-jabber a little bit, and then go home. There's a lot more to it. And it leads to radio anxiety dreams. Just like, I don't know, your school dreams, or if you've been a waitress or a cook in a restaurant, you have those dreams too. Radio dreams, yeah. You can't find a record. None of them are the right shape. There's people in the way. The equipment's all disconnected. There's lots of dead air. And that actually happens sometimes. But not today. Everything's going fine today. I'm hardly going to get to all the stuff I want to play. I'm going to squeeze some things in here, but this I just wanted to do. So here you go. We'll be right back.
told you about the fool on the hill. I tell you, man, he's living there still. Well, here's another place you can be. Listen to me. Fish in a hole in the ocean. Trying to make a dovetail joint. Looking through a glass onion.
From Jimi Hendrix. Guy's still cranking them out. That's a live at the Paris Olympia in 1966. I think October is the date. And sounding really good. That's the first song of the set. And you can hear him dialing in the sound, but it's just a screaming performance. All 11 songs, is that what it is? Something like that. If you're a big Hendrix collector, you might have some of this material. It's 9 songs. The official Hendrix bootleg label Dagger put out 7 of the 9 songs on a CD, but here's the complete show, and it's good. It's a good, a happy Jimi Hendrix and lively. he'd be coming off of playing at Monterey Pop and probably feeling pretty good for himself. It would seem like it anyway. Finishing that set up there. That's one of the new Record Store Day releases. That's why I tried to shoehorn that in. It actually historically fits in with the Beatles. But that was one I was looking forward to, actually race down to the record shop, the Wax Museum, first thing in the morning to make sure I got a copy of that. And it's safe in my collection where it should be. What else was in there? Sorry for Cheap Trick from it. Live album, Out to Get You, live, 1977. You heard him covering Terry Reid, and that was a Record Store Day release from a year or so ago. So some people grumble about Record Store Day because it's limited quantities. And in big cities, I think it becomes sort of a scene, long lines and stuff. We're a little lucky here, or it's not such a madhouse. And there are good things they're putting out. I can argue about some of them, but ultimately, there's some really nice things that have shaken out that they've released for us. There you go. Cheap Trick, Elvis and the Move from their second album, Shazam. You heard them doing Hello, Susie, and the Beatles from the White Album. And there's that big Beatles documentary. Has anybody seen it yet? I got to gear up for that because I clear out 3 nights because apparently it's a real sensory overload. And the second episode is 3 hours long, so I need some time for that. It's not going to be binge watching the Beatles. I want to absorb this. And people, if you've seen the trailers, you know it's just different than the original Let It Be movie. So can't wait. And Dave Grohl isn't in it. So do I have some things to do? I do. I'm sort of sideways here, though. Let's see. Oh, okay. This will get me off the hook.
Again this year, the MSU School of Music celebrates the holiday season with Madrigal Dinners. Saturday and Sunday, December 4th and 5th in the MSU Student Union Ballrooms, and Monday, December 6th in Big Sky. Guests will be transported to a Renaissance feast with a gourmet dinner served as musicians perform traditional carols. Tickets for the sub-events are available at the Bobcat Ticket Office, by phone at 994-CATS, and online at ticketswest.com. Tickets for the Big Sky Dinner are on sale through the Big Sky Arts Council at 995-2742. Madrigal Dinners, presented by the MSU School of Music and MSU Catering, 6:30 p.m. December 4th, 5th, and 6th at MSU and Big Sky.
I just had an enthusiastic caller want to hear the rest of that Jimi Hendrix record. No, I have to wait for another day, but I'll play it again. Something that good is exciting. And there's still more Hendrix stuff. There's a couple of big things that are sitting in the can and for various legal reasons tied up. Maybe in our lifetime. Okie doke. I think I'm set. I'll just press this button and see what happens.
Fingers start shaking. I know y'all like that, but we ain't no James Brown. We gonna sing some Otis Redding. We ain't singing none of James Brown. Yeah, since you were like that, now we gonna sing James Brown. Do it again, y'all. Hey! Come in, sister. Papa's in the thing. Ain't you here? Call the new deck. He's doing the fly. Don't play him cheap. He's no, he's not shy. He's mashed potato. The alligator. Jump back and jack. See you later, alligator. Come in, sister. Pop is in the thing. Ain't you hip there? Hop that new breathing. Ain't no dread. Bought himself a brand new bag. Ow! Come on. Come on. Hey, hey. Come on.
brand new bed.
It segues into the next song, huh? Oh. Sorry about that. I was expecting the fade out, the long fade out. That's Otis Redding, April 1966 at the Whiskey Go-Go, covering James Brown, and just sounding incredible with a great band. And they put out the complete, it's all the shows. I think there's six sets, three nights, six sets. So all live Otis Redding you can handle, and then some. Too hard to handle. It's 5:44. I have 15 minutes left. I will be back in 2 weeks. Look for your Uncle Duke to appear here anytime soon. Let me see if I can do this. Oh, I've got one thing I need to do, and I don't know if it will. Yes. This 5 o'clock hour is under in part by Montana Public Television Channel 9. Tonight on Montana PBS, it'll be Washington Week, Firing Line, This Land Is Your Land, and Carole King and James Taylor live at the Troubadour. And Carole King and, you know, I said that already, Burt Bacharach's Best, and 9:30 Country Music live at the Ryman. All musical night there on the PBS, but we're louder. Okay, this is going to be an all RSD set mostly. Well, not all. It'll be a mostly RSD set. A couple of nice things came out this year. This next one is unexpected. And the one that follows is something that has been long overdue and being released. And you might recognize it if you're a fan. I'll see you then. Thanks for tuning in. And stay warm.
Hit it. 1067, I had a all the world. And as my time went by, I was satisfied. Until that situation, yeah, took me by surprise.
Right now, I try to do a little blues again until my guitar gets fixed, because we're going to stay here until my guitar gets fixed, until I play. Yeah, so we like to go on and do a thing called Red House. About 99. y'all time to see it. Wait a minute, something's wrong. The key won't unlock the door. Wait a minute, something's wrong, baby. My baby don't live here no more. That's all right. That's all right. Sing on my guitar. Way back yonder across the hill.